Just a little thing here.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just started to flower and started to look good. Some plants sit and they don't do much for a while, and then with all the rain and everything, and we do give them a little bit of blood and bone sometimes just to, you know, perk them up a bit. And this one's started to freshen up, and so it's McKinley Eye, yes.
Since 1997, a group of people have been gathering together to work on a garden. But this isn't fashionable Fitzroy or groovy Balmain. It's in Walpeeup.
And some of them even call it like the gem of the Mallee and things like that. You know, they're just excited to discover such a little spot here.
About 108 people live in Walpeeup. The Mallee Highway passes right through town, as does a rail line. And there are huge silos that loom overhead, as they do in almost all of the towns through this cereal-growing area. The country is wide and flat and largely cleared for dryland farming. In fact, it's not all that wet around here. Rainfall is not guaranteed, and it didn't fall for years during the 2000s. It's in northwest Victoria, about 30 k's west from Oyen towards South Australia. And although this start to the season has been the best in years, probably decades, the changeable rainfall isn't the only problem the town is dealing with. Some years ago, a large research facility called the Mallee Research Farm closed down. Merle Poole lives in Walpeeup.
The town here has suffered with the closure of the research farm, maybe, I'm not sure, about 10 years ago, maybe less. That took away a lot of our population. So things are really struggling in a way. It's hard to keep things going, such as a garden here.
She's talking about the Drylands Memorial Garden.
When we first started the garden in 97, we had lots of help and volunteers, and now we're down to bedrocks a bit. But fortunately, the garden was designed to be low maintenance, but, you know, with gardens, they always require attention.
It isn't what you'd expect from a drought-resistant garden. It's not full of cactus and succulents. In fact, the garden is like an enchanted maze of greenery, flowering and textured and bees buzzing and honeyeaters prowling for blooms worthy of their attention. The garden was established to honour the pioneers of the Mallee. That's a common thread throughout this area. But also to prove that a healthy green garden could be grown in a semi-arid region, with plants that are rare and sometimes endangered, and plants that can tolerate the high alkalinity. Merle Poole was there in 1997 when the first seedlings were planted in.
This block here was unsightly. It was a bare block that actually had jacks on it and sort of bits of concrete in it from former garage and snails, little white snails. So it was an unsightly block of land in the middle of the town, really. And the blocks here are the first, some of where the first shops in Walpeeup came in about 1910. So when we're digging in the garden, we often find little horseshoes or bits and pieces. And so we've got little piles of them around where we've kept them all. Yeah.
Treasure piles.
Yes, that's right. The plants, they're not, some are local, indigenous plants. Others are from, you know, West Australia perhaps and other places. But they're chosen because they can exist with low rainfall. And we did lose some plants because the soil type doesn't suit everything. But the ones that are growing now are the survivors. We concentrate mainly on our Aromophilas here and some acacias, but I think anyone who is interested in Aromophilas will, you know, they will be just staggered at what's here. There's plants here that you won't find anywhere else that were bred by a local chap who lived here back then when the garden started. He's not here now, but we still have a lot of his Aromophilas. So if we lose a plant, we generally place it with an Aromophila now because they're so suited to growing here.
How long did it take for the garden to really establish?
Probably 5 years or so. But I really feel it's just come into its own now, with the taller plants providing protection for the other plants. Bird life has returned to the garden with all the various seeds and insects that come. Last December we had an exciting thing happen which drew a lot of visitors to the garden when the century plant flowered. A magnificent huge spike went up into the sky, and the birds and insects were really drawn to that. It doesn't look much now, it's sort of falling over a bit, but it was quite spectacular, and people would come to have a look at that. So
what do you get out of being involved with the garden?
Oh, it's just a beautiful place to come to. It's like a retreat, it's a change. Because we're in an isolated area, to travel anywhere else to see things like plants like this, you know, you'd have to travel a long way. And here you come here and you've got a whole environment of beautiful plants, and it's really good to watch them grow and flower and change. And you struggle through the hard times, like earlier this year when we had days of over 40 for, gosh, a fortnight or more. You know, you sort of thought, oh dear, how hard's this? And then when the rain comes and that, your spirits lift with it, and you see what can happen, how things can change and evolve all the time. So it's, it's sort of being with the earth and in tune with nature and what's happening. The seasons are very important here. I mean, with the farming as well too, so that they are having a good season so far. But, you know, you take the hard times and the better times. So, yeah, some days there's not many volunteers, and other days when someone comes, I'm excited. And also I love reading the visitors' book. The comments there are inspiring, and we've had visitors like from around the world come here and find this place and are amazed by it. So, yeah.
Well, can you show me the visitor's book?
Yeah. So we have a little brochure here in the visitor's book explaining the history of the garden and picture of how the block looked back around 1915. A busy place. When settlement started, it is just hard to comprehend now when you see how many people were around and what life was like back then.
And apart from that one tree in the middle of the picture, there was no other vegetation in town.
No, well, they were very busy clearing it all because they wanted to farm it. So,
Wow, so people write quite detailed messages, don't they?
Oh, yes. And I'm sure there's a lot of people come and don't write anything, so it does give you an idea. And sometimes when I just happen to be at the garden, I meet people and they love talking about the landscape and what's happening and things like that. So, but, I mean, you can see if you look through the book, you know, it's people from all around the world really come here, as well as a lot of more local, but like, see, Perth there, Horsham, Nandale, more locally, Sale, places I've never heard of in New South Wales, but, you know, a real mix of things.
I'm Jean Corbett, and my husband Neil Corbett's here. He gets around with a wheelbarrow and picks up all the rubbish and stuff, and is a great help. And I live at Walpyup. I live on a farm out near the old research farm.
Now, out on the farm, do you have a garden of your own?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Easy care garden. I have a lot of, well, anything that survived the last however many years when it's been really tough. I don't buy plants. I now get pieces off it. I have a lot of succulents and stuff like that, not prickly ones. And that keeps, it's amazing what a show you can get just from those. They're easy care, especially in the summertime.
You probably got enough work of your own. Why do you come in here and work on this garden?
I enjoy the ladies' company. I feel I'm still participating in what's going on in our community, which is, it's just different to what it was when we started involved with this. I've been helped with this garden on and off since it was started too. We had a wonderful pair, husband and wife, who helped a lot. He was passionate, Frank Fitzpatrick, he got a passion about everything, and he was passionate and he was great to work with, great company. Yeah. Well, it's just like a little morning out for us. We live out on the farm. My husband has Alzheimer's. I like to see him participate. He likes to potter around behind us. It's something where he can interact with other people in the community, and he's a help. And Merle's hung in there for a long time. It's a credit to her, and she's had helpers along the way. Though you can't do something like this all by yourself. It's a real asset to the town.
You know, people who come from big towns, they might not understand why a garden would be important to a town like Walpyup. Can you explain it?
Well, it's just an asset. I've got relations that are connected with gardens, volunteers who work in gardens on long old river beds and things like that down around Doncaster, and they just love it. And it makes a little community for those people who come and work on those gardens as volunteers. They do a great job.
It's funny, you wouldn't think that plants would have such a power over a community, would you? But they do.
Yes. Yeah, they do. I can't explain it, but I suppose everybody's sort of got going a bit that way nowadays. They're interested in natural foods and all that sort of thing, yeah.
What does having a civic space like this do for the town as a whole?
Well, I think it's an area of hope and looking to the future, that things are possible. It's possible for things to survive. People and plants, you know, can survive through tough times if they work together and pull together.
Mm. Small towns in the Victorian Mallee have undergone huge changes in the past 20 years, not least of all Walpyup in the northwest. Jean Corbett was at the garden doing some pruning, with her husband Neil behind the wheelbarrow, and also Merle Poole, who helps out at the Drylands Memorial Garden at Walpyup. To get there, turn off the Sunraysia Highway at Oyen, and then head west for 30 or so kilometres on the Mallee Highway. If you hit South Australia, you've gone too far. It is worth it to see the Eremophilas blooming, but you can also see them on the Off-Track website. Go to abc.net.au/rn and follow your noses through the program menu on the right of the page. I'm Anne Jones, and taking a turn about the gardens of Australia is always a pleasure with you. Next week on Off-Track, I promise I'll take you somewhere else.